Today I want to talk about what God has blessed cannot be unblessed. When God has put the blessing on your life, you can't get rid of it. It cannot be unblessed. You cannot wash it away. I don't care what 409 takes off the wall. It will not wash the blessing from your life. You cannot shave the blessing from your life. You cannot wax it out of your life. You've got the blessing. You've got it. It cannot be taken off of your life. Once it has been put on, it cannot be undone. In Numbers 23:19, listen to this. He has, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. I cannot reverse it. And once you've received that blessing, it cannot be reversed. It cannot be taken out of your life. There is nobody that can take that blessing off of your life. There is nobody in this world. There is nothing that can take that blessing from your life. You can't even take that blessing from your life once you've received it. Once you have the blessing of God upon your life, it cannot be taken away. I want you to understand this today really clearly. Get this into your mind. Because if we're believing that somehow we're still living in some other way, in a lesser way than being blessed, then you're not completely grasping or understanding what God has given you. It can't be erased. It can't be reversed. It can't be taken off. There is nobody. There is nothing. Not even God can take the blessing from your life, because God blesses. He cannot unbless. He is of the spirit of love, and as a result of that, his character is to do good, to bring love, to bring favor, to lift your life into a greater way, meaning he is not capable of unblessing. It is not a part of his character or his existence. So not even God can unbless you. Amen. So once you've received that blessing, you are blessed. Amen. And you are blessed from now to eternity. You are blessed. You are blessed during the day. You are blessed during the night. You are blessed, when you're eating lunch. You're blessed when you're eating dinner. You are blessed at all times, in all situations. The blessing is on your life, and it cannot be taken away. This is one of the things we have to understand, is that, listen to this in Colossians 1:13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. We have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness, and we are now in that kingdom of love. We're in the kingdom of God. That is the kingdom of light. We now walk in the light. As a result of that, you cannot go back to the kingdom of darkness. You cannot end up back in the darkness. There's no way, shape, or form that you can end up back in the darkness, because you've been delivered out of it. The minute you receive Jesus into your heart, you become the light, because you are filled with the Spirit of God. He dwells in you. If you are the light, wherever you go, darkness flees. We just saw you. The darkness cannot coexist with the light. Once the light is there and you are the light, when you've received that blessing, Jesus, into your heart, you are the light, and you eradicate darkness because you bring it wherever you go. You can never go back into the darkness. Why not? Because you're the light and you bring the light into the darkness.
Amen.
And the light, the darkness is removed. Get this understanding down into your heart, into your mind. It cannot be taken away. It cannot be reversed. It's from now to eternity that you are the light. And what we need to do is we need to understand and believe that. Because the only thing that confuses, it cannot take the blessing from us, but it can prevent us from living in the blessing and enjoying it, is ourselves. Because sometimes we get the understanding or thinking that I'm in darkness or that I'm not blessed. And when you start to think like that, now you don't get to partake in the wonderful stuff that God has prepared. God hasn't taken it away, but you just don't get to enjoy it because you think somehow you're cursed. when you've been blessed. And we've got to understand that when you've got the blessing, you are blessed forever. And there is nothing that can change that. You stand in the light. You are the light. You've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness. And it cannot be changed. This is what God wants for us. This is God's desire for every single person to receive that blessing and walk in that every way, in every single day, in every single way. He wants us to walk in that. Now, let's understand, how does God do that? How does God bring us into that kind of blessing? And, you know, he doesn't do it by trying to take something old and make it new. That's not how he does it. He does it by making us new, by taking away the old and giving us new. He gives us a new heart. He gives us a new mind. He makes us a new creature. He gives us a new life. That's what we talk about when we say we're reborn. Meaning we're born again. We're born into a new way of life. We're born as a new creature. We have a new mind. We have a new heart. We are different than we were before. And if you've been completely made anew and renewed, you can't go back to the old way. It's not there anymore. God just didn't take some paint and paint the facade and dust off some of the dusty stuff and say, there you go, you're blessed. No. He took out that old heart and he gave you a new one. Listen to what it says here in Ezekiel. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and I will give you a heart of flesh. You've been made anew. You're no longer that old person in the old way, in the darkness. You're a new creature. You're completely different. And as a result of that, you can do different things. You can do greater things. Jesus put it this way. Here's what he was saying about it. He said, because sometimes we have a misunderstanding of how God is giving us a new life. We sometimes think he's just giving us a facade. Painting, you know, put a new coat of paint on it, dust it off a little bit. There you go. You're blessed. No, he doesn't do it that way. Here's what Jesus says. Nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins break, the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. You're made anew first. And then, when the truth comes in, there you stand as a new creature, blessed, delivered out of the kingdom of darkness. You cannot be cursed. You cannot be unblessed now, because your whole being from the top of your head to the tips of your toes is about being blessed. It's about being favored. And all we got to do now is get our understanding to line up with what God has already done. Sometimes our understanding is still back there thinking we're cursed, thinking we're struggling, thinking it's difficult. But we got to bring our understanding up to where we are. Because the minute we receive Jesus and his spirit dwells in us, we have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness. And we have been blessed. And our hearts now are changed and our minds are changed. And we just have to realize it so that we can live in the blessing. So we can truly live in the blessing every single day. That's what God wants for us. You know, he wants to change us. The old things have passed away. And now we have received new. New. Think about that for a moment. You are a new creature. You're not the same person you were yesterday. God has brought you youth. That's why he renews your youth. That's why he renews your life. Because it's new life. It's a greater life. This is the life that God wants for you. He wants a greater life. Now, there are some people, there are some beliefs out there and some ideas. They believe in something called karma. There's some people who believe in astrology. Don't fall for these tricks. And I say tricks because what they do is they imprison you into a condition that you are stuck when you have karma. You are stuck if you've been born into that illness or that family that is a lower class, that's a poor class, that is not going to get ahead. That's your karma. You're never going to get out of that. It's a trap, is what these beliefs are. When you start believing in astrology, you're under that star sign. You're never going to get out of that. You are chained to it. You are imprisoned by it. You're going to stay where it has put you, and you are never going to get ahead of it. You are never going to get out from under it. If you've been born into the idea of karma, and you're thinking, I'm never going to get ahead because this is just the way it is, you are a prisoner, and you are trapped, and you will never change ever, ever in eons. You will never change just the way it is. But that is not what God has planned for you. That is a false belief, and it's a trick, and it's a trap that tries to imprison you and chain you and bind you, and yet God came to liberate you. God came to break the chains, rip down the prison walls, and free you, because he believes that every single person, no matter where they have been born, no matter what family they have been born into, no matter what circumstances they were born in, no matter what condition or disease they may have, he has said that you can be healed. He has said that you are free. He has come to liberate you so that you can become all that he created you to be, which is amazing and magnificent and great. God created you to be amazing. Here's what it says in Luke 4:18. This is Jesus read this from the book of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, liberty, and to recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Liberty, my friends, is what he came to bring. Every one of you that receive it are set free. There is nothing that can hold you down. There is nothing that can hold you back. He has come to make you more, to make you new, to give you a great life, to lift you out of whatever circumstances or situation that you have been born into or you have fallen into. He will take you and lift you up, and he transforms you completely in the process. You are a new creature, people. Amen. You are freed from the old ways, and there is no way to even go back into the darkness. Amen. There is no way for it to be unblessed. Even if you don't want to be blessed, if you've received the blessing, you've got the blessing, and there's no way to get away from the blessing because God has given it, and he doesn't reverse it.
Amen.
And you've got it. You've got it now. Begin to walk and believe that this has happened, that you should be great. And he has given you victory over every single problem that you've got. All you need to do now is line up the understanding that I have the victory, that I have a new heart, and I have a new mind. You have the mind of Christ. You are brought into alignment as co-heirs with him, and you have that mind, and you have that heart, and you have that life more abundantly. And that's what we all have a chance to be great. This is what God wants for us. Amen. This was the plan of God from the very beginning. You're not shackled. You're not prisoners. Because he came and walked on the earth and set you free. He brought liberty. And there is no idea or doctrine or concept that can hold you a prisoner. It doesn't matter whether it's fashionable or a fad or the in thing. It's not going to stop you from achieving greatness. It's not going to stop you from becoming your best. Because God's plan is for everybody to rise up, shake off those chains, throw off that yoke or that burden, and step into his kingdom.
Amen.
Step into his light. Amen. And be filled with the truth and the goodness that he has given you. I want you to begin to walk and see yourself as an heir of God, a king of God, blessed in all ways, knowing that you can never lose it, it can never be taken away. There is nobody on this earth, there is nobody in heaven that can take it away from you. Because God has given it, and he doesn't reverse it.
Amen.
And if you've received it, you've got it for now to eternity.
Yes.
Begin to walk in that understanding that you've been blessed and it cannot be unblessed. That you have come out of the kingdom of darkness and you're in the light. Nobody can curse you. There's nothing that can harm you. You've been blessed, and that is a protection that you walk in all the time. Get that understanding into your heart and your mind right now.
Amen.
You are walking in the light in a greater way. You're a creature now that can't even go into the light. You're a creature that cannot even be put under a curse. You are above it. You are beyond it. Because God has lifted you and your spirit already lives in heaven.
Amen.
And as we walk upon this earth, we have the strength and we have the power to command and change all things in our life. And there is nothing stopping us. There is nothing stopping you. If you have a belief that there is some sort of limitation on you, that's a false belief. And I want you to cast that off right now. Because there is nothing that can stop you from becoming what God has created you to be. You have been blessed. You have a great life. Say amen to this.
Amen.
I'm telling you right now, if you get this down, this understanding into your heart, you will walk with your head held high. You will create heaven on earth. You will do great things. It doesn't matter where you were born. It doesn't matter who you were born as. It doesn't matter what kind of conditions you think you had, you don't have them anymore.
Amen.
Because you've been made anew.
Praise God.
You've been brought out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
Praise God.
And in the kingdom of light, you're healthy. In the kingdom of light, you're powerful. In the kingdom of light, you have authority. In the kingdom of light, you have prosperity. In the kingdom of light, you have success. In the kingdom of light, you are great. In God's eyes, he sees you perfect, without blame, in all things. This is the way to walk and live in the life that God wants to give you.
Amen.
A blameless life.
Amen.
A blessed life.
Praise God.
A great life in all ways, on all levels.
Amen.